Former First Lady Nana Akunedrajmai Rawlings says her decision to contest President Mills at the July Congress of the NDC has been influenced by the levels of hopelessness and despondency in the party under the leadership of President Mills. Speaking at the official launch of her campaign, she vowed to restore the NDC to its former glory by institutionalizing the principles of probity, accountability, freedom and justice, which are the founding tenets of the party. Our correspondents Ibrahim Kwating and Bubu Klinogu were at the function and have filed this report for Radio Ghana.
The July Congress of the National Democratic Congress to elect a flag bearer for the 2012 general elections appears to be gathering steam with the campaign launch of former First Lady Nana Akunedo Ajiman Rawlings. Indeed, the launch will send strong signals to those who have over the months written off the former First Lady in this historic move to contest a sitting president to revise their notes. At the launch, the former First Lady promised to bring the once vibrant NDC back on track by restoring the core values that made the party the envy of millions of Ghanaians in the country.
I am indeed honored by this massive show of support from across the length and breadth of Ghana towards a historic journey of hope and freedom, not only for our party, but for our country, Ghana. Your presence here, ladies and gentlemen, confirms your belief and support for a real change to the values and principles of our party. There is a level of hopelessness and despondency in the once vibrant and progressive NDC party. I stand before you today with your support to bring our party back on track. We have to go back on track. We have to go back to the core values of our party. We fought a good fight in 2008. We did. And through the sweat and toil of millions of Ghanaians across the country, we managed to uproot a party that was shamelessly institutionalizing corruption. We voted for a candidate who promised change, and we all wanted that change. We had every conviction that once again our country will benefit from the NDC's ideals of poverty, accountability, freedom and justice, which are the bedrock of every nation. The governance that we have experienced since 2009, as other speakers have said, does not inspire confidence or give Ghanaians any hope for the future.
She debunked the notion that former President Rawlings has deliberately prepared the ground for her to unseat President Mills by unnecessarily criticizing the president. The saying that behind a successful man is always a woman and vice versa was brought to the fore with a tacit acknowledgement of Nana Akunedo Ajiman Rawlings of the support of her husband to her flag bearership bid.
I am a Rawlings and proudly so. I am proud I married a gentleman over there, founder, party, a former president of Ghana, my own sweetheart, and indeed, we've had four lovely children. And I can say very confidently that I'm happy to have had these four beautiful children with such an extraordinary man. Laid down his life for Ghana. Trust me, I am talking about somebody who is really committed to this country. He laid down his life for this country. At a time when the country was crawling on its knees, at a time when this country was bleeding, yes, I am proud of him. And indeed, I'm proud of a man who has for most of his life spoken out against social injustices, irrespective of who he is criticizing.
Former First Lady Nana Akunedo Ajiman Rawlings, and in that report by Ibrahim Kwating and Bubu Klinogu.